Shema mina lafnuya. From here we see clearly the purpose, what it's here for, is extra to teach us, like Rashi says, lafnuya, lianusa shaloviv. To teach you a chiddush that a lady that your father forced her to live with. The yalav mismuchim liyel. Here you learn now from smuchim. So according to the second Torah, is not so much as Pasha's Devarim, it's more or less because it's mufne, it's an extra posik. Where it's an extra posik, then he holds, you do learn out, you make smuchim. So the Kitzur was saying now that we learn out Eser Doichaloisa say, how do we know it's from a Pasha smuchim? That in Devarim, everybody holds you say smuchim. The Pasuk says, don't wear shatnis, and right away it says, put on tzitzis. So it's mashmi, you're allowed to do the mitzvah sesi of tzitzis, even though it means you're wearing klein. Now the Gemara says, the gabe tzitzis, how come by tzitzis also Rav Yehuda agrees that we make a smuchim? Same type of a teret here also with smuchach, we'll soon see, it's clearly, that's what it means. Here also it's extra. Why? Here also is clearly that's what the Torah means. The imkain, because if that's not the purpose what the Torah is telling us now, lichtevei rachmona gavi pasha tzitzis. There's old pasha tzitzis later that talks about Krishma. It says that the third pasha Krishma talks about tzitzis. How come here in Devarim Chof Beis, after the pasuk of Leisuba Shapnes, the pasuk have to say gedilim taslecho? We have old pasha tzitzis. The third pasha of Shema talks about tzitzis. So what do you have to have another mitzvah here? Gedilim taslecho means make tzitzis for you. He should have just said it later on, before in the parsha of tzitzis. L'may hilchoso kasvehocho. How come the Torah like repeated itself and said a second time the mitzvah tzitzis here, right after the law of not to wear shatnis? L'may is coming to teach us clearly that there's a chiddush here, that even though there's a law not to wear shatnis, you're not allowed to wear wool and linen together, but when you're doing it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, then you're allowed to. Rashi says l'shem boys. That's right. The boy is seven mishum demufna. Another Torah says here also it's extra. Michti, let's see. Ksiv the pasuk in Vayikra says ubeged klayim shatnis loyal alecha. Pasuk says the beged made out of klayim means made out of flax and linen together, flax and wool together, loyal alecha. You can't put it on top of you. You're not allowed to put such a beggar on top of you. See, if so, loisilbois shatnis lomeli. Why does the pasuk repeat itself again in Devarim? Chav gimel loisilbois shatnis. What does the prophet say? Don't wear shatnis. It said it already in Vayikra already. Well, beggar climb shatnis loyal alech. You can't put it on top of you. So if so, loisilbois shatnis lomeli. Why do we need the Torah a second time? Shema mina lafnuye, it's come to teach us, enechnam, he says the second time, to teach us something special. That what? That right after this, the Torah says the mitzvah essay of tzitzis, it comes to teach us that you're allowed to do the mitzvah essay of tzitzis, even though it means you have to be over the lap of klayim. Even in the case that you have a beged made out of flax, you're allowed to put woolen tzitzis onto it. Rashi said, lo suba shatnes lamali. Shema mina elamai, what does it mean to teach us? Le'afnuyeh, that's extra. Or le'medra smuchim, comes to teach us smuchim, you learn out one from the other. Therefore it says the mitzvah tzitzis right after the law of klayim, to teach us you are allowed to have klayim in your tzitzis. For the Gemara, no, it's not extra here. Atah yahani mitzvah srichi, these two psukim by klayim, by shatnas you need. Again, what was the extra psukim? It says in Vayikra, beggar klayim shatnas loyal alecha. You can't throw the beggar on top of you. We'll soon see what that means. Mashma, not that you're wearing it. You're just throwing it on top of you. And then here in Devarim, the pasuk says, loisil by shatnis means you can't wear it. So Mara says, I need both of these two psukim. The Torah would have just said this first pasuk of Vayikra, not to throw this beggar of shatnas on top of you. Have a mean, I would have thought, kol derech halosar. Any time that it's on top of you, no matter how it's on top of you, if it's on top of your head, like you throw a talus on top of you, there's an isha shatness. You're not allowed to have a beggar of shatness thrown on top of you. That's what I would have thought. Therefore, even in a case where, let's say, you're wearing your own clothing, and you're putting a second pair of clothing on top of you just to show, like you're a salesman. Marchreksus means people that are selling suits. So when you're selling a suit, the purpose you're wearing it is not to wear it. It's not a mitzvah of isha. You have your own suit. You're just showing it to wear it to show off. So I would have thought Lamai sits on top of your body. There should be an Issa Klayim. Therefore, no, because of Achmona, Torah comes to teach us, Loi Silba Shatnes. Torah says a second time, don't wear Shatnes. That means Dumid Dilavisha. It has to be such a wearing that's on your body on a wearing part. That means, the Yis Behano. What does a Lavisha mean? What does wearing mean? You have enjoyment from it. Mashenkin, if you're wearing your own suit, and on top of your suit, you throw another suit on top just to show people how the suit looks, you have no enjoyment from that suit. So you have no enjoyment from it, there's no Issa Klayim. There's no Issa Shatnes. That's what we need to be looking for. Loi Silbas comes to teach us, it's not enough just the beggar's thrown on top of you, but it has to be that you have to have a Levisha wearing. Wearing means the Isbe Hanom. You have some enjoyment from it. Yeah, so again, the saying we need both Psukim, it's not really extra. You need the Loi Silbas Shatnes, Rashi says, to teach us that you have to have Hanom. In other words, from the first pasuk of Liyala Lecha, I would have thought even Merch Reksus. So Rashi learns, the second Rashi, what's wrong with Merch Reksus? V'yafilu Merch Reksus, Shein Mischavnin Lahanois Chimum. When they put on the clothing, it's not for the purpose of making yourself warm. They're putting it on just to show off how suits look. They want to sell suits. But they're not putting it on to have enjoyment, Chimum, from the clothing. So Mashma from Rashi, what's called the Maisa Levisha? Therefore the pasuk says, Loi Silbash, to say there's no aver in that. If you put on a suit, but not for the purpose of having enjoyment, heat from it, that's not called a Maisa Levisha. This is the famous question then about our tzitzis also, Moshe in the summertime, how are we really Mekayim mitzvah tzitzis? Like tzitzis also is called Levisha, you have to wear it. Like, in the summertime, we don't have any enjoyment from wearing the tzitzis. Where's the enjoyment from? It's not mechamim, it doesn't heat up your body. It's a question, where's the mitzvah tzitzis? Someone has said that since it's a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis, so the mitzvah itself makes it into a mais levisha. But really, of levisha, wearing something means you have to have enjoyment, means that Rashi says, la'anoy yitzchimim. You have to have kavanah to have enjoyment from the heat that it's giving you. So by tzitzis they say, even though maybe you don't have enjoyment from the heat so much of it, but it's called, since you're doing a mitzvah, you enjoy wearing it because of the mitzvah, that's machshavah to make it into a maisa levisha by tzitzis. Now, call upon him here by client, since the pasuk says, Loi Silbash, it's only us if you make a maisa levisha wearing it that you have enjoyment from it. But just putting on a suit to show off how suits look like, there is no issa. This is one of the heta things some people want to say. If you go to a store to try on a suit also, when you first try it on, you don't have to be so makpir, it doesn't have sharpness. Because even the suit would have sharpness, when you're just trying it on, you're not really putting it on to have enjoyment from it, that it should warm you. You're just trying it on in the store to see for the fit, if it fits you well or not. But you're not really mechavin then to put it on, but to have enjoyment from the actual levisha. So maybe that wouldn't be an issa of sharpness. Sharpness has to be that you have hanor, you have enjoyment of the wearing it that's mechavin you, it gives you heat. Talibor says, now the cost of Achman Loi Silbash, the Schuda question is, let the Torah only say Loi Silbash, that's all. Just say you're not allowed to wear Klayim. And Mela, I would know that like throwing it on top is mutter. Tamar says, no, Havamina, I would have thought, Dafka Levisha Dinofesh Ani Yosem. Only if you wear it, that's called you have a lot of enjoyment. Dinofesh is a lot of enjoyment involved. Aval Halo, if you just throw it on top of you, even in the case where you want it to warm you up. Like, let's say you wear a coat. What do they have today? You just throw the cloth on top of you. What do you call ladies have? They just throw it on top of you. It's not really a cloak. What? A cape, something like that. So I was thinking maybe cape is not that much nofesh on the yosom. Maybe it would be mutter. Aval halo, if you're just throwing it on top of you, it's not that much enjoyment. Even though it is warming you up, loy, I would have thought there's no iser there either. Therefore the pasuk says a second time, no, lo yalo lechem. Even just throwing it on top of you, you're also over the Yisra sharpness. As long as what? You have some enjoyment from it. As long as it's warming you up at least a little bit. And it doesn't have to warm you up as much as a real levisha, wearing the real suit, the real shirt you wear. But even if you just throw it on top of you, it's for the purpose of warming you up. That's the question now, they're not extra these two psukim. that the shatnes, these two psukim of Lesilbush, don't wear it. And they'll throw it on top of you. You need both psukim. So what's extra? So again, to the question, how come here we make a smuchim, we dash in smuchim, why? The pasuk is not extra. So Mura says, yes. Im keim lichta rachmona loisilba shatnis. That's all it should have said. Don't wear shatnis. Semer opishtim lomli. How come the pasuk ends off what is called shatnis? It's called semer wool, opishtim and flax. Why does the pasuk have to say it? Michti, let's see. Ksiv, the pasuk says, ubeged klayim shatnis layalalecha. The other pasuk calls it ubeged. Ubeged, a cloth of klayim, it can't throw on top of you. Now, what does the word beged mean? V'tona devei Rabbi Shmuel, not in the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, hoyu v'nemru b'teres tam begodim. The Torah says a few places the word begodim, it says the word beged a few times in the Torah. Like here it says, o beged klayim shatnes layal alechem. You can't wear a beged of shatnes. Now, uparad l'cha kosev b'yechod mehen. One place the Torah says clearly what it means. It says, semro fishtim. It says clearly, semro fishtim. Is af kol huad in any other place? Semro pishtim. Wherever the Torah says the word beged always means semro pishtim. That's what a stam beged means. So if so, the question is, semro pishtim, the kosav rachmona lomeli. How come here by shatnes, the pasuk has to say, loisil by shatnes, semro pishtim? Why does it have to explain itself and say shatnes is semro pishtim? It said already, o beged klayim loyala lecha. It says the word beged by the use of klayim. So I should know the word beged automatically means tsemer pishtim. Rashi says, b'yechod miyam gabi negoyim, the beged. In the pashas of negoyim, if there's a plague on your beged, there it says tsemer, it says negoyim, the beged tsemer, or the beged pishtim. It explains itself, either a beged made out of wool, or a beged made out of flax. So that's a limur. Wherever else the Torah says the word beged, it means either one of these two things. It means semer pishtim. So merely when Tessa says, don't wear a beged of klayim, I would know it means semer pishtim. How come here the pasuk says, leisuba shatneis semer pishtim? That's what's extra. That's what's extra involved here. Therefore, since it's extra, we say the reason why it's extra is to teach us to learn the smuchim. The pasuk right away says, gedilim taslecho, put on tzitzis. Mashm, even on a beged of shatnes, you're allowed to put on tzitzis. Mor says, no, v'yakati yitzvich, I still need these psukim here. Sakur datach aminach, I would have thought like this. Halo, here the pasuk says the word beged, o beged klayim shatnes loyal alecha. By halo, throwing it on top of you, here the pasuk says o beged. So I would have thought the Isra are throwing something on top of you. Again, in the case when you're getting some hanor, some enjoyment, like it's a very cold day, and you're throwing this cloth on top of you to warm you, it's usur. I would have thought in such a case where you're throwing it on top of you, since it's not that much enjoyment, then the Torah only says beged means semra pishtim is usur. Avo levisha. But in the case where you're wearing the clothing, dinofesh ani yosa, there's much more enjoyment involved from wearing it. Kol trei mini yosar. Maybe the word leisulbosh shatnes means any type of two cloths. You can't wear cotton and wool. You can't wear linen and wool. Linen and cotton. Maybe any two type of material should be yosar. That's what Shana's posing maybe. Leisulbosh shatnes. When you're coming to wear shatnes, wearing it is more enjoyment. Maybe the other term means to asar any two type of materials. Therefore, Therefore, Kosar Achmona, Torah has to write, no, Tzemra Pishtim. Even in a case when you're wearing it and you're having the most enjoyment from it, still, Klayim is only wool and flax and nothing else. So again, nothing is extra here. So back to the question of nothing is extra, how come here Rabbi Yehuda, we're masking, we make the drosh of Smuchim, it's not extra? Mor says, no. In came if so, Lishtoi Krominei. The Pasuk shouldn't say anything. V'teisei shatnes shatnes malo. I will learn it out, shatnes shatnes from malo. It's here the pasuk says, loisuba shatnes. Just sort of been quiet, don't wear shatnes. And it says by halo, o deged klayim loyal alecho. Yes, learn out from the word shatnes shatnes. That alone would have been a drosha. Mehalo, So from the word shatnis, I would know it means only tzemra pishtim. Why does the pasuk repeat itself over here? It says leisuba shatnei tzemra pishtim. Is tell me that's extra. So therefore, something is extra. You have to teach us that we make the drasha of smuchim. Now, v'tonet v'rabbi Yishmael, taima dekosa rachmona tzemra pishtim. What does the Tanav Rabbi Shmuel said? How do we know that Begid means Semra Pishtim? Because the Pasuk says Semra Pishtim. Holav hoch, if not for this, Klayim v'tzitzis have a mina diyosa. The Tanav Rabbi Shmuel says now, how do we know that Yelada puts it, Yelada wear tzitzis made out of Klayim? Because of Rachmona Semra Pishtim, like we're saying now, it's extra. Then in Loisuba Shatnis, Semra Pishtim, the word Semra Pishtim is extra. Since this extra is coming to teach us, even when you're doing the mitzvah tzitzis, you're allowed to have shatnas. So what's the diyuk? Ha'olav ha'ochi, if the Torah wouldn't have said these extra words, I would have thought, klayim betzitzis ha'vamin of the yosam. I would have thought, no, if you're wearing a beged of klayim, you can't put tzitzis on it. If you have a flax beged, you're not allowed to put tzitzis on it. For at the Gemara, that can't be. The yoksiv, the posik says, v'osu lehem tzitzis, al-kanfei bigdayim. The Pasuk says you have to put tzitzis on the corners of your clothing. It says now on the corners of what? Big dehem. That we had before, what does begodim mean? For the Torah, the verb Yishmael, called begodim, whenever the Torah says the word begodim, we learn it out from the Pasha of Negoyim, that it means tzemra pishtim heim. It means either a flax clothing or also wool clothing. Now, if it's a flax clothing, the Torah says, v'yomer rachmono, ovid leit chelis. The Torah says, on this flax clothing, this beged shel pishtim, put on tchelis. Tchelis means this blue wool. And tchelis is only from blue wool, it has to be wool. U tchelis amruhu. And tchelis is wool. So the Torah is saying clearly, take this tchelis, this wool, blue wool, that you dyed from the dam, the blood of the chalazin, the famous fish, the chalazin, that the blood is blue, dye wool with this blue, and then put it onto your clothing. And the clothing now, begodim, means even flax. So the Torah is telling you clearly, put wool into the flax beged. So the Torah clearly says, you'll have to make klayim out of your tzitzis. So how could you say, if not for the extra word of tzemra pishtim, I would have thought it's also? The Torah by tzitzis itself says you'll have to do it. Now the Gemara asks, how do you know that? Umimai, how do we know the tchelis amra? Who? How do we know that the blue wool, the blue of the tzitzis, abizman is that we don't have it? But Mikra Adin is supposed to have one, the Rambam Shittur is one string has to be made out of blue. On each corner, like, one string is made out of blue. How do we know now that the tchelis, the blue, is only from wool? Zumar says, Midishesh Kitno. Because since Shesh means flax, tchelis amra. Tchelis has to mean wool. So Rashi says, Utchelis amra, Midishesh Kitno, the Chsib, it says in the Pasik, Michnesei Bad Shesh, Moshezor. It says that the clothing was made out of sheish set of linen. Ubad haino pishtim. Bad is pishtim. Reforish beboloi kain godol. Bad dover olo bad bad means something that grows separately. Now, tchelis amra. Tchelis has to mean wool. Vechein shat savoy mamurum big de kuna. Argomon v'tola shen yishen big de kuna elim itzemra pishtim. Because we know that the godim of the kain godol or the kainim is only made either from wool or from flax. Tichsir b'seif yecheskol. They wear flax and not wool. When the Kohen Gadol does the avodah outside the lefnim, yesh bem tzemer in pishtim, he has sometimes wool and sometimes flax. V'loy menach, nothing else. Now, mi de meforish kruah sheish, b'yechod min aminim, since the Torah says sheish means the flax, shema mina sharer minim tzemer hoyu. The other minim, the tcheles, has to be made out of wool. So the kids, the wool, the blue wool, the blue tchelis has to be made out of wool. And still the Torah says, put the blue, put tchelis into the beged. What does beged mean? Even a beged of flax. So we see clearly Yelada put klayim by tzitzis. Tomorrow says, no. Itzrich, still I need our drosha. But I need the extra posik, tzemra pishtim, to tell me you're allowed to put tzitzis into klayim. If not for the extra posik tzemra pishtim, I would have thought it's usur. You're not allowed to put klayim into tzitzis. I, what's pshat from this posik here then? Because I would have thought like this. Could the Rava, like Rava says, The Rava Rami. Rava has a spear in the Psukim. Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Ha Kenaf. Means the tzitzis has to be min kenaf. Means the material of the tzitzis has to be from the same material the kenaf, the corner of the beged, was made. Mashmah, if you have a katin beged, so the tzitzis should be made from katin. That's called ha kenaf, means min kenaf. The tzitzis you put on the corner should be made from the same material the kenaf, the corner, is made from. Uksiv, another pasuk says, tzemer pishtim. That no, the tzitzis has to be made either from wool or from flax. So it's a stira. If you have a cotton beged, what does the tzitzis have to be made from? Does the tzitzis have to be made min kenaf from cotton, or does it have to be made from tzemer pishtim? It's a stira. So Hakeit said, how do you answer the stira? Rava says like this: tzemer pishtim poitrim bein b'minan bein shle b'minan. That the halacha is, if you have your tzitzis made out of wool, then no matter what type of material the beged itself is made from, it's okay. Even if you have a cotton beged, you have a chvesa silk beged, you have a corduroy beged, as long as the tzitzis is made from flax or wool, that's okay. That's how the pass. If the tzitzis is made out of flax and wool, it goes into any beged. Mashenkin sharminin, if you want to make the tzitzis, the strings itself, from, let's say, cotton or from corduroy, then it's only good b'minan poitrin. Only if the beged is made out of cotton, then could the strings also be made out of cotton. But shaloi b'minan, if you want to use cotton strings on a different type of a beged, a corduroy beged, nothing doing ain't poitrin. Therefore, there's no stira. So Rashi says like this: Ha'aton of the Rabbi Shmuel. Let's find out before this. So Sagodam Kudrovich says, "Even like Siv Rachmon at Semra Pishtim have a deshin, I would have dashed in this a knaf. It means min knaf. Kudrovich, lemeimad lebeged pishtim asa pishtim. That's what the term means. That if you have a beged made out of pishtim, put flax tzitzis into it. Or let semer, if you have a wool beged, asa semer, make wool with sviya tchelis. And in such a case, in other words, the Torah is only telling you to put tchelis." If the beged is made out of wool, then the Torah says when you put the strings into it, use blue strings. Make at least one string out of blue. Avo klayim loy, but maybe you can't make klayim. Maybe if the beged is made out of flax, maybe you badafka have to make the strings out of flax also. And in such a case, there would not be a mitzvah tchelis. So I would not know, you say, eser decholoy to say. Kamash mlo drosha the smuchim. Therefore I have the drosha of smuchim. That what the afilu klayim, that you're even allowed to put wool tzitzis strings into a flax beged. For achi avi maskana, the most is the maskana here. Now the Gofarsh Yosel explains itself right now, but that's the maskana. Without the extra pasuk of tzemer pishtim, if I wouldn't make the smuchim here, I would say you're not allowed to put wool strings into a flax beged. You could only put flax strings into a flax beged and wool strings into a wool beged. How do I know Esad Lechalois to say you're allowed to put the opposite? That's only because of the extra pasuk of Tzemer Pishtin. Now the Gemara says, V'atana the Rabbi Shmuel, let's lay the Rava.
Like the Gemara is asking now, like, what do you want to answer? The Tana the Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rava. So therefore, I would have half a minute to say that Kalayim, like Tzitzis, is not the Kalayim. So Gemara, yes, that's not true. V'atana the Rabbi Shmuel, let's lay the Rava. Because Tana the Rabbi Shmuel holds that tzitzis is only mechuyev by a beged of pishtin or a beged of tzemer. His other material b'chlal is potter from tzitzis, not like Rova. Rova holds that there are two types of begodim, either a beged made out of pishtin or tzemer, or else a different material is mechuyev in tzitzis. And here, Tana d'Rabbi Shmuel says no. Whenever the Torah says beged, like it says by tzitzis, it only means tzemer or pishtin. Gemara says no, still it would be good. I would have thought, ki diyuk of the Rava. Like Rav is diyuk, not that Rav is real din, but like the diyuk that Rav makes. That what the Pasuk says, ha knaf min knaf. The Pasuk says that the strings, the tzitzis, should be made out of the same material the beged is, the knaf, the corner is. This is what the Torah means to say. Ovid leit semel et semer. If you have a wool beged, make the strings out of wool. Pishtim le pishtim. If you have a flax beged, make the strings out of flax. And now, v'chiyavidas tzemer l'tzemer, when you have a wool beggar that there's a mitzvah to put wool strings on it, tzviya, then you should color it to make it blue, but tchelis. Avot tzemer l'pishtem, u'pishtem l'tzemer loy, but maybe to put flax strings onto a wool beggar, or wool strings onto a flax beggar, maybe no. Maybe we do not say esadoy choloy sasei. Therefore, without this extra limud of tzemer pishtim, I would think maybe you don't say esadoy choloy sasei. Therefore, kosar rachmona. Therefore, the Torah writes over here an extra time tzemer pishtim. It's an extra. It's a mufna. The afilu tzemer pishtim or pishtim tzemer. It comes to teach us that yes, we do say esadoy choloy sasei. That now even you're allowed to put flax strings into a woolen beged. We're allowed to put woolen strings into a flax beged. Therefore, we do need this extra mufna of tzemer pishtim to teach us, you do say esay doicha loisasei. So the kitzah, we're still in the middle of the original kasha still, that true, we say esay doicha loisasei, but that's only a loisasei greater, like the lav of klayim. But in our gemara before, by the mitzvah sasei of Yibum, Yibum should be doicha loisasei of chorus, like to marry your own daughter, that we do not know. So again, the Shreel Kasha, what do we have to have a postik that said that there's no mitzvah yibum? Pshita, there's no mitzvah yibum. All right, we'll stop here.